We are talking about learning how, since we're in the realm of the supernatural, we're not natural creatures. We are spiritual. We are. We're spirit beings. And you have to learn how to live in that realm. Now, notice how this realm, how to operate in this realm. You got, in the natural realm, you have what? 5 physical senses that contact this natural world. Am I right? Hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling, and feeling. Is that right? Did I get them all? This is how we contact. See, I walk over this way. You know, I don't just run up in there. I know what to do with it. There it is. How did I do that? Got 5 senses to tell me how to operate there. You know, I wouldn't try to walk down here to you and run over these chairs. I know what aisle is it. There it is. How do I contact that with these 5 physical senses? I got eyes to see it. I got a mind to think it. Brain to tell me to think that way and tell me that's an aisle. My mind understands. That's an aisle. Go down the aisle. Don't walk over that. You're gonna hurt somebody yourself too. I know this is pretty elementary, but you need to get the point. In the realm of the spirit, there are things that are just as real or more real. And we need to learn how to handle them. And you know what? I didn't learn this just by sitting at the house every day watching MATLAB. You know, I could watch MATLAB. I can know all his series that he runs. They run on TV, should I say, and tell you can get up in the pulpit. And now, you know, Matlock is on today and tell you what time, tell you what series on. And then his district attorney, they go out and eat lunch together, but they fight in court against each other. Well, what did the Bible say? Well, let me see. What did John 3:16? I heard that before, but I don't. Now, once you are born again, you got to learn how to live in this realm. And you have to live in this realm by faith. And you got to understand, if you want your faith to work, you got to work it by love. Faith, work it by love. You notice when you get born again, it says the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. And that if the love of God is in you, then your faith to work. But if you want your faith to work, you got to make sure your love life is in order. What you mean by your love life in order? I've got to make sure that I'm walking the straight line of love. I'm not over here and over there. Your faith won't work. Faith works by love. I understand what faith is. I understand what love is. I know how to contact that. I know how to handle that. I've been given a portion of it. The scripture said God has dealt to what every man, the measure of faith. I understand what faith is. How it works. Faith is received in the heart. Faith is found in the word of God. And faith is released through words I speak from my heart out of my mouth. Faith gets me anything, everything, in all 3 realms. Y'all hear me? Faith gets me everything. All 3 realms. I'm a spirit being. I have a soul. I live in a body. In the spirit realm, it gets me in contact and I can draw from God. I can learn from God. I can receive his wisdom. I can receive his knowledge. I can get his understanding. I can get his joy. I can have his peace. I can have his strength because faith will get that for me. Then in the mental realm, I don't have to take pills for my mind. I don't have to do that because faith will get me peace in my mind. Then faith will get me help for my body. Then faith get me the money I need. That's why that's why we just took up the offering. And most people hadn't learned the secret of that. That you just do it like you're going downtown paying another bill. You operating in the natural. But when you understand, I'm planting a seed because I want God's multiplication to come on my seed I'm planting so it can bring an increase that I wouldn't get without his multiplication coming on. So I release my faith in it and God released his multiplication in it and I received the increase from it. Because God want me to have money. God don't want me broke. How can I go around telling everybody what a good God he is? And I'm the brokest broke. The old folks said broke is Job turkey. I don't know how. I'm gonna have to investigate that one. I don't have a revelation of that. But anyway, broke. I know what broke is. You don't have anything. All right. I'm gonna get to this scripture. You got it up there? Since we first heard about you. See, Paul heard about these people at Colossus, their walk of faith. Epaphras had preached to them and taught them. And I believe at this point he hadn't been to Colossus, to the Colossian church, but he heard about their faith. And that's what he says. Since we first heard about you, we have kept you what? Always where? In our prayer that you would what? Will receive what? Perfect knowledge of God. Oh no, his wrath. Perfect knowledge of how he'll beat you up. If you mess up, he's going to slap you upside the head. Swap you on the head like you do a fly. That we may receive perfect knowledge of God's what? Pleasure over your life. Making you who? Come on now, talk to me. Making you who? What? Reservoirs of every kind of wisdom. And what else? Does that mean I'm not dumb? That mean I'm not unlearned. I understand these things. I understand why I pray with tongue. I understand why I sing in the spirit. I understand why I prophesy. I understand why I lay hands on people. I understand spiritual things. I understand why I speak words of faith, why I confess the word, why I stand on the word when everything is against what I'm saying. I understand why I hold fast to it because I understand spiritual things. I'm seeing into a realm. I got faith into a realm that you don't see and I don't see with the natural eye, but I hold fast to it and bring it into manifestation. I understand spiritual things. When the devil shows up trying to mess with our kids, I remember, we didn't have much light.